Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the Hey Menachemov, the fifth day of Menachemov, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Yotzad of the Rizal. Masech Debeo, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Molichin Chala Umatanis Lakoin B'yomtev. We do not carry the Chala, or to give the Chala, the separation from the dough, or the matonis are the gifts that one takes from shechting an animal, the right leg of the animal, the jaw bone, and the stomach, which are normally given to the kohen. We do not give these presents to the kohen on Yom Tov. Bein shehur mu me'emesh, whether they've been separated on the previous day in Erev Yom Tov, bein shehur mu me'hayom, or whether they've been taken and separated today, meaning on Yom Tov. In other words, it's when he's allowed to knead a dough on Yom Tov, and even a quantity which would require separation of challah, and you can separate the challah with a bracha. You can shecht an animal on Yom Tov, and you can separate, one has to separate the matonis, the gifts for the kohen on Yom Tov, but to give them to the kohen, that part of it one cannot do on Yom Tov, says Beis Shammai. Uvesil matirin. Vesil say not only can one separate the challah, separate the gifts for the kohen, one can actually give it to the kohen in Yom Tov. Amr lehem Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gzeres Shava. Now, Gzeres Shava usually means we find a like expression in the Chumash. Here it doesn't mean that at all. Here it means Gzeres Shava means we find a comparison from another halacha. That's all it means. What's the comparison? What do I compare it to, say Beis Shammai? Chala u'maton es maton de la kohen. Giving chala and giving the presents from the animal is a maton for the kohen. U'truma maton de la kohen. So is truma, a mitzvah to give to the kohen. Kishem shein molichin es truma, just like one doesn't give truma to the kohen, because you're not allowed to separate truma ma'isos and Yom Tov. Kach similarly ein molichin es matonis. So you can't give the chala and the gifts of the animal from the animal on Yom Tov as well. You can't do that. Give that to the kohen. Omlem Basil said, "Loi, you cannot make that comparison. It's not a fair comparison to compare challah and the matonis of an animal from an animal to truma. Why not? Im amartem b'truma, just because you said by truma that you can't give the kohen the truma, that's because she'eino zakei b'harimosa. That's because you can't separate truma on Yom Tov. Right? It's impossible that there'll be a chiv of truma Yom Tov. Why is that? When does the chiv of truma apply? It applies from the moment that the bundle of grain has been nicely smoothened over into what's called kri, meruach kri. It's where it reaches that stage of production where now it's nicely, the farmer's got the grain now in a nice stack, a smooth stack. Now, that's when the chiv of truma arises. Now, if that meruach kri, if that smooth pile was made on Erev Yom Tov, well then, he had to separate it on Erev Yom Tov. And because he didn't, you don't get the chance afterwards on Yom Tov. You should have done it on Erev Yom Tov. And if it wasn't a nice smooth pile on Erev Yom Tov, then you would not be able to do it on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to do that smoothening of the pile and make a nice meruach kri Yom Tov. So therefore, Beis Shammai say, there's never a situation where you would have a chiyuv to give truma on Yom Tov. And for that reason, even if you were separated in Erev Yom Tov, you can't give it to the Yom Tov. You can't give it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Toimru b'matano is shezakeh baramasa. How can you compare that to taking gifts to the kohen where you are zoicha b'haramasa? On Yom Tov, you are zoicha. You're allowed to separate a challah from the dough. You're allowed to shecht an animal and separate the presents for the kohen, the jawbone and the right leg, etc. And because you're allowed to separate these things, therefore you're allowed to also give them to the kohen, even if they were actually separated and mafresh them on Erev Yom Tov. That's the way our mission appears. However, the Gemara says no, says that this machlokes was not recorded correctly. And in fact, they bring a brisa that says that the machlokes was different. What is the machlokes? And that was as follows. The Braisa says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were only arguing about taking truma. Beis Shammai said that you can't take truma to the kohen. Beis Hillel say you can take truma to the kohen. Beis Hillel turned to, and everyone agrees that the challah matonis you can give to the kohen. What's the machalekis? Omer beisamai beisil say you can take the presents to the kohen, it even truma. Omer lahem beisil besham beisil say to beisamai, look, chala and matones, chala, which you separate from a dough, and the matones, which you separate from an animal that's been shechted, both are gifts to the kohen, and you agree that you can take them to the kohen. Or truma matana lekohen, and truma is a gift to the kohen. Kishem, just like Malichin and Samatana, just like we can take the gifts of challah and the presents from the animal to the Kohen, so too we should be able to take Truma. To which Beis Shammai answered, Loi, Amalem Shammai Loi. Just because challah matonis, you can give that to the Kohen, that's because you're allowed to separate them on Yom Tov. Tomro, are you going to apply this to Truma? Where Truma, everyone agrees, you can't separate the Truma on Yom Tov. Despite this argument, however, the halacha is like Beis Hillel and like Beis Hillel of the Braisa, which is that not only can you give the challah and matonis to the kohen on Yom Tov, but you can even give to the challah, you can even give to the kohen the truma as well on Yom Tov. Mishnah Zayin. Amish is going to talk about work of oichel nefesh, melechas oichel nefesh, which is permitted to be done on Yom Tov. But nevertheless, there are certain jobs that even when you can do it on Yom Tov, preparing food, it should be done with a shinoi, with a slight change. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Tevolin Idoichin, spices can be crushed, B'modach Shalait, with a wooden pestle. Only with a wooden pestle, not with a stone pestle, which they normally used during the week. And why is that? Beis Shammai say that since spices will lose their pungency, their flavor, when they're crushed on the air of Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. But all that's required is a little change, a little shinui, from the way we do it during the week. So therefore, Beis Shammai say, instead of using a pestle of stone, use a pestle of wood, madach shalaitz. V'hamelach, what about salt? Salt which was possible to crush Erev Yom Tov, and it wouldn't lose its pungency. So that we are more strict, that you need more of a shinoi, and therefore you do it bapach, you do it with a earthenware jug, or in an earthenware jug, and not with a pestle. Over eitz hapor, and also using a wooden spoon, the spoon that you stir the pot on the fryer with, and not with a professional pestle, not with a modach. Others say that the Mishnah means bapeitz oy beporer, either one or the other. Either you do it in a tin pin, a pan, something made out of a cheres, it is earthenware, an earthenware jug, or with an eitz por, or with a wooden spoon. In other words, also with salt, you don't need to have such a shinu to have both the container and the mortar and the pestle. But either one of the two is all right. They say, when it comes to spices, that you don't have to make any shinui whatsoever. You can do it on Yom Tov as you would normally do during the week, with a stone mortar, a stone pestle and mortar and pestle, exactly the same as you do during the week. And that's because since it would lose its pungency if you did it every Yom Tov, so it's perfectly mutar on Yom Tov. You don't have to need any shinui, you don't need any change. V'hamelach, but with salt, b'modach shalaitz, they said that salt, you make a shinui, because not use a stone pestle, because it's possible to do the salt erev Yom Tov without losing its pungency, so therefore you shouldn't do it exactly the same way you do during the week, but it's enough to make a small shinui using a mortar of a pestle of wood, and that would be considered enough shinui. What's the halacha? The halacha is that when it comes to crush salt on Yom Tov, it's enough to make a shinui simply by turning or putting the pestle on the side and doing it that way. That would be enough.